This is the Iowa Business Report Tuesday edition, presented by Advance Iowa and its Family Business Forum. Presenting another event in the Breakfast Series this Friday, May 21st, focusing on the essentials of family governance. To learn more or to register, go to advanceiowa.com and click on Family Business Forum. It's not well used in Iowa yet, but worker co-ops are a good option for some business owners who want to leave the business in good hands going forward. Jenny Massal of the ICA Group is presenting a webinar on the topic through Advance Iowa tomorrow.
So the worker co-op model, which is basically a form of direct ownership where any employees who meet basic eligibility requirements set out by the company can become an equal owner of the business, is an incredibly flexible form. It's not regulated in any special way. Some states have cooperative corporations. In other states, you can be incorporated as an LLC or a C Corp and just create cooperative principles into your governing documents and elect to be taxed as a cooperative with the IRS. So it's a super flexible form of employee ownership that can be easier to implement than something like an ESOP, which is so cumbersome to set up and administer. In terms of the process, I think going from being an employee to being an owner is a big shift for workers. Their role and responsibilities impact the success of the company.
The Iowa Business Report is presented by Advance Iowa and its Family Business Forum, helping family businesses thrive through dialogue and networking. Go to advanceiowa.com and click on Family Business Forum. I'm Jeff Stein for the Iowa Business Report.